We're reading from the writings of Bala Sulam on page 454, or in English, it will be page 148. A slave and a handmaid. Relevant questions will be aired. You can ask questions via our site, www.kabbalah.tv.
Bala Sulam arranges all of reality, divides it to internality and externality. Internality, he says that it's called Yashar Kel, Israel, as the desire that awakens, that wants to return to its source. He feels within its desire to receive, there's just so coarse an impulse to return to its root. And the heavy part, which is in the desire to receive, is called externality, Achap, the nations of the world, which cannot feel the belonging to the root and therefore are not attracted towards it. So how do these and those get corrected? Each has advantages and disadvantages. How do they complete each other? And how does the correction pass through which stages so that everything will reach the final correction, Gemar Tikkun, to complete suitability to the upper force, to the Creator? This is what he's explaining to us. So, please.
A slave and a handmaid. The higher roots, called externality, as we have explained above, are generally called handmaid and slave. This aims to show that they do not intend to harm at all, as it may seem in superficial observation. Instead, they serve the internality, like the slave and the handmaid who serve their masters. Again, slave and handmaid. The higher roots, called externality, as we have explained above, are generally called handmaid and slave. This aims to show that they do not intend to harm at all, as it may seem in superficial observation. Instead, they serve the internality, like the slave and the handmaid who serve their masters.
This means, although it appears to us here that there is in our world big struggles and hatred and blows and anti-Semitism between the nations of the world, there's wars and so forth, in the end, although it appears this way, and it truly can be in another way, inclusion and mutual participation, but anyhow, all these things are operating towards one direction, in which they all serve each other. It's very difficult to agree with such form, but this is really what's happening. That in all the forms that each and everyone is doing to the others, although they can be very uncomfortable forms, very horrible forms, but in doing so, each is doing a service. Not that we want to agree with this, but we can do those things in a quicker way and a more comfortable way. But anyhow, to receive this governance and control in such a way that everything that's happening is happening for the mutual correction. Yes. Okay? It's not okay, but this is how it is. Yes.
Wait a minute, I want to understand. I just heard that the leaders of Iran want to destroy Israel. So why? What should I do? I should say it's wonderful, it's great, it's helping us?
No. I can't say that it's serving us or of use to us. Or not of use to us. Of course it's of use to us. Of course it's serving us. That's for certain. But only we could have received these things in a nicer way, in a more comfortable way, if we could have received them in a nicer and more comfortable way. Very simple. We're not okay that this is how we're inviting upon ourselves an external pressure which comes to us in such a way, and not in a friendly way. Yes? It's all, why are we receiving these things? Why are these forces of development of ours coming, arriving to us in such a way? Because we're not preparing ourselves with chasadim, with to receive them in a nice way. Who else is to blame? It's like they're saying, the Jews are to blame. If the ball is in our hands, if we are the owners of a method, then what do you want from us? From someone else? What do you want from him? There's desires around you. Those desires are really in fury. Why are you not coming to correct them? That's it. And the moment they come to you with gifts, with signs of love, they're coming to you in a different way. Why? Because you're not bringing them what they need. All in all, the world is balanced. The world is Insof, is infinity, and if you don't cause the imbalance of it that can tip it to this side of merit, then you receive the opposite, the obligation. Do you find something about this?
The Rav Kook in his articles writes that if one cannot horn a kosher horn to bring redemption, then the enemies of Israel come, Amalek, Hitler, etc., and they're the ones who awaken us. He's saying that Amalek, Hitler, etc. are awakening us for redemption. And then he continues and writes that the nationality of the trouble of the Jews also brings redemption, even though there's no need to bless on such a horn. But that's...
Yeah, you can't bless with anything but it's about the shofar. This is how it is. Once again, it stems from the fact that we're in Ein Sof. And the way it's the world of Ein Sof is revealed to us, where the good part or the bad part, where it's black and white, this we determine. So there's nothing to cry about. Nachmanijad is awakening you quicker to come to correction. All the crisis in the world is awakening you quicker to come to correction. If it happens that the crisis that was there somewhere already arrived here, it's a sign that you're retarded on your advancement. You're retarded in your ability to feel and deliver to them the method of correction. And you're still thinking in your subconscious, it'll come. It'll be worse for them and they'll understand me. Instead of running to them and instead of all these thousand tongues to try and explain to them what they need to do. Is a problem. I don't feel that we are truly so concerned about all the people in all the places, in everything. There's what we can say about every department, especially the English department, which is abroad, and Russian, and our internal departments as well. There's what we can do. There's things we can do. And the lack of responsibility that we truly, we are to blame, this brings to a state in which the blows are advancing towards us and are getting closer to us. And it's not just some articles here and there. It'll be much worse. Continue.
The externality rule when Israel does not demand depth in her work. The above mentioned rule of the externality is called the exile of Israel among the nations of the world. Through it, they inflict many forms of suffering, degradation, and ruin upon the Israeli nation. However, to be brief, we will explain only what is revealed through a general observation, which is the general purpose. This is the idol worshipping and superstition, as it is written, but mingled themselves with the nations and learned their works. This is the most terrible and dangerous poison. which destroys the souls of Israel, as it brings their vanities closer to the human reason. In other words, they do not require a great depth to understand and thus plant the foundations of their work in the hearts of the children of Israel. And although an Israeli man is quite unfit to accept their nonsense, in the end, they do induce idolatry and filth, down to blatant heresy, until he says all faces are equal.
This means that if we don't make a barrier for the foreign opinions, all sorts of different opinions come to us, and they take our opinions until our nations or whoever was capable even to receive the idea of divinity, it's easier for him to receive foreign ideas and to enter all sorts of superstitions and calculations that are foreign. Yes.
Shai from the Arvut House in Haifa is asking, what should I do with the sensation that I'm happy that there are crises because they show that we're right?
We're right about the fact that the crisis is coming without a solution. Without a solution. But if we could have been able to influence the audience and explain to it these things, the audience, the public would understand these things, not through the blows, rather by much more depth and width and understanding and doing of what truly is happening. Now he's just suffering, he's feeling blows. And these blows, because we can, to the degree in which we can pass to him the sweetening of the by through explanation, through inclusion, our measure that we can pass to them that we're not passing, it comes back to us. It comes to us as hatred from the public. They themselves don't know why they hate us. To that public that deserves now to be corrected, and especially this is in Israel, and to a certain extent also in the world, then we'll feel the blows. Let him sit in Haifa and be happy about the blows. Let's see him. Who's correct? Him or me? It will come to us in a way. To the degree of your negligence, it'll come to you. And this is how it is to each and every one. You have something, please?
Introduction to the Book of Zohar, item 69, Baal HaSulam writes that all the ruiners of the world lift their hands and want to kill and destroy the people of Israel. As it is written, that trouble does not come to the world but for Israel, as it is written in the corrections of the Zohar, that they bring the destructions of all kinds in the whole world.
He sits and he's happy that it's bad in the world. I told you it would be bad. You see that I'm right. What kind of, stinking ego do you have to be like that in a person? It exists in everyone. But he agrees with this is being what directs him, that this is what is his, like, motto. This is what determining his actions. I'm not doing anything. Meanwhile, let them receive the blows. This is how we have to relate to the world. The world deserves to be amongst our... Does he deserve to be amongst our friends? Did he hear this from me? Yes.
A question from Pasha from Moscow is asking, why isn't it just clear that we are to blame in the suffering? Why don't we see clearly the cause and the consequence?
in order to give you free will, if one would feel any person in the world would feel that he's to blame for everything, every single one of us is to blame for everything. Because if the system is not corrected, then I'm to blame for it not being corrected. And other than me, it's already in the final correction. What comes out is that I here am the whole source and root of, and the problem of, the reason for the whole problem. I wouldn't be able to do anything. It's a matter of concealment. It always has two faces to it. On one side, it's concealed from me. On the other hand, it is they're concealing myself from myself, so that I will know won't know myself. It'll continue.
The reason for the concealment of the Kabbalah. Now you can understand the issue of the concealment of the wisdom of the hidden from the eyes of the externals, as well as what the sages said, a Gentile must not be taught Torah. Therefore, there seems to be a contradiction between this and the Tana, the great sage, Rabbi Eliyahu, who said, even a Gentile, even a slave, and even a handmaid who sit and learn Torah, divinity is with them. Thus, why did the sages prohibit teaching the Torah to Gentiles?
This means, on one hand, you cannot teach a Gentile the Torah. A Gentile is called someone who does not want to come to the vessels of bestowal. It's a desire to receive that still exists and truly inside its desire alone. That he doesn't have any belonging, any connection, any way to be close to bestowal. So as much as you bring to him light or illuminations, then the more he gets stronger from it in his place and thinks that he is right. And then he develops all sorts of beliefs and religions and whatever it will be. And then he feels himself like he's righteous and correct. And therefore, it's really not allowed. It's forbidden to teach or learn unless it is for the purpose of reaching from lo lishma to lishma, just as we learned also in Tess. But that's it. Those that it can help them to correct, or to those that today already are feeling the blows and this is awakening in them questions. Because certainly every blow is a question. It becomes a question because it's a deficiency. It doesn't depend on a person. And then, to the degree in which he has the blows, questions, deficiencies, it's possible for him to at least a little bit of reforming light, which explains to him where he's getting the blow from, why you're suffering. Yes.
Teaching Torah to Gentiles. Indeed, the Tana de Eliyahu relates to a converted Gentile, or at least to one who retired from idol worshipping, from superstition. Our sages, conversely, refer to one who did not retire from idol worshipping and wanted to know Israel's law and wisdom in order to strengthen and fortify their idolatry. And you might say, why should we care if this Gentile has become more pious in his idol worshipping because of our Torah? If it does not help, what harm will it do?
Ask questions, I don't know. He writes it so clearly. In short, there are people in the world that feel that they're right. You don't have to bring anything to them. To the degree that they're suffering, you can start explaining to them why they're suffering. And then a person has a question, what's the source of my suffering? What's the reason for my suffering? Then you can talk to him. The suffering that increases, he starts searching for how he can exit his situation, his state. And then he starts searching for, like we searched, like we were looking for, from all sorts of internal problems, we started looking for what the secret is life of life is, what the meaning of life, where it's from, what it's for in general. And the same thing happens to any person in the world. Therefore, let's say, between just regular people who have no belonging to Kabbalah, there are several types. One type that has Rashimot from the previous state, which is the Jews, and they need to awaken their Rashimot, and we need to operate on them in accordance. The second part is that they have Rashimot from inclusion, from what happened from the destruction of the temple, that each and everyone has, anyhow, Rashimot from the nations of the world and all of Israel, and Rashimot in all the nations of the world from Israel. And then we need to try and awaken these Rashimot, such that those that are suffering will be attracted first, and the others later. They discover it later. And only to those that don't have any problems and sufferings, to them, I don't think there are such people anymore today, but to those still explanations and wisdom of Kabbalah, they can use them for our bad and to distance themselves even more from corrections, that they will have some security that they are correct. But it doesn't seem to me like that today it's still possible, because we see how much everything is collapsing, including religions and beliefs, including all sorts of stigmas, and not just Baal HaSulam is not just saying this, he's saying this about the whole world that's being in crisis, and the world being in crisis is testifying on the fact that there is no fear now from advertising the wisdom, because really there haven't, no more people remain in the world now that don't care about the wisdom of God, that are so stuck with their materialistic desire that they really don't have any desire to develop any mythology or any wisdoms of this world. What did you want?
On the one hand, we hear that we create kind of waves in our work, and on the other hand, we're found under complete concealment. So the question is, what kind of indication, how can we still see which kind of influence do we bring in our dissemination? Correct that direction?
I want to see from dissemination a simple thing. That all those that have points in the heart and all those that have Rashimot from the past, all those are uniting together to one body and are carrying from this with all the rest of the communities. That's it.
You're talking about the ones with the points in the heart?
I'm talking about the nation of Israel, those that are called the nation of Israel, which have Rashimot from the past, at least those that are in the borders of Israel, and those that have sparks from the nations of the world, as our friends from all the groups. So the friends of ours from all the groups and us are, we're all already in some direction. But Israel, it's here, not. And this is a very big problem.
And it is enough to approach them with Ravut, or maybe more with Kabbalah?
For Israel, it's here, yes. In the end, we have to approach the whole nations of the world also with the Kabbalah, like Baal HaSulam writes. But for the meantime, gradually, with our votes, with mutual guarantee, it's written that there won't be salvation until all the nations of the world will not know that there is a divine wisdom in the nation of Israel. Well,
Rashbi's whipping. Indeed, this is what Rashbi cried for before he explained an important secret in the wisdom of the hidden. As it is written, Rabbi Shimon wept, "Woe if I tell and woe if I do not tell. If I tell, the sinners will know how to serve their idols. And if I do not tell, the friends will lose that word." He was afraid lest the secret would come by the hands of idol worshippers and they would reform their idolatry with the force of his holy mind. This is that prolongs our exile and brings upon us the afflictions and the ruins as we now see before us. Since the sages of the nations of the world studied all the books of the children of Israel and turned them into delicacies to strengthen their faith, meaning their wisdom, called theology.
We see that all the religions took from the wisdom of Kabbalah the words, names, definitions, and changed it in an opposite way completely to their use. And then they took words, and then with the definitions you can change the world. Now it's revealed slowly, slowly. We're discovering it slowly, slowly. But they did many destructions through this, throughout history, to the whole world and to the nation of Israel especially. And they're still fed by this, and if it wasn't for the wisdom of Kabbalah, they didn't even know what to name to call some force. They would be like the ancient Greeks there, with all sorts of imaginations. And the fact that they stole from the wisdom of Kabbalah this whole system, supposedly that they understand how it's built, and in this way and otherwise, in this they became very strong. And they tempted through this billions of people from all the religions that are being attracted to. So it's certain that it also became very big in the correction of the world and in the corruption of the world. But the truth is that on the other hand, this corruption it deepens. In short, it enters us deeper into the material of the matter of creation. And it brings us more and more in a more emphasized way. We feel the good force against the bad force, the evil force. And then, in short, we must go through these things this way. There's no good without bad. There's no bad without good. Yes. You said earlier that the points in the heart need to care for the whole society, for the whole of the people. What is it to take care of the whole society?
Pass on to them the method of correction in different forms which fit each and every type in the population, in humanity. That's something we need to do. That's called the kingdom of priests and holy Gentiles that he explains in a holy nation that he explains in the Torah.
The method of correction, you mean the method of wisdom of Kabbalah?
No, you start from afar. Why? The wisdom of Kabbalah already starts to explain how to correct the kelim by the lights. But I'm talking about popular, simple things that precede this. To arrange ourselves in mutual responsibility, in friendship, so that out of this it will be clear to everyone that there is also great gain in behaving such. And then a person becomes softer. He understands more, he feels more, he's closer to the light. So he can perceive also higher, more sublime things.
Now, the speed in which we advance towards our work externally, it's a very constant, continuous, but it's slow, slow.
We need to be more aggressive. More aggressive. We need to stick out more. We need to be more united. And we shouldn't be ashamed. To which extent? To the extent that it would stay on the verge of a nice relation. Not just instilling into people something they don't want, but we need to be polite and try to be to enter into contact and explain nicely to people.
And how do we explain the urgency?
I don't think we need to explain the urgency. I don't think the world needs to know that it's from the crisis.
I'm not talking about the world. I'm talking about the nation of Israel.
In the land of Israel, in the state of Israel, we don't need to explain the urgency. People understand it. The time it will take you to go out to the street and explain it, the street already understands that there's helplessness and no one knows what to do, and we're found, who knows before what we're found. People already understand it. Don't think that they're stupid. Each and every one feels within that it... that the future cannot promise what we had in the past. Recently, according to my sensation, I'm not talking to people, but I don't hear that that rings somewhere in the air that we will bypass this also. Because usually we already had this, it's okay, everything will pass and things will be fine. No, there's no such thing anymore. People don't speak this way anymore. People don't think. Such thoughts have vanished. We are found in a very difficult situation, in distress, and the lack of... We don't know what the future will be like. The whole world feels this way and supports this, and we here definitely feel the same. And the sensation starts to land more and more upon the whole world in a very dark landing. We don't need to speak about it. We need to... It is clear. If I go out and say, guys, I have something that will help all of us, you don't need to say to help against what and whom and whatever. It's clear. It is already clear to them what kind of help and against what they anticipate to receive.
There's one difference between the recognition that there's a problematic problem, then... the ignition, how to move out of it. Meaning, part of the dealing with it is like to continue. Usually like a ostrich thing, like putting your head in the sand and just continue because we don't know how to deal with it. And the reason I'm saying this is because I'm feeling it also a lot like this with myself, that this urgency, even though I'm here all the time and I'm hearing and I understand this with my mind, I still don't feel enough.
You still don't feel? It depends upon you.
I feel it depends on me, but I don't... I'm not enough.
No, no. If, God forbid, something happens at home, if your child is sick, God forbid, then you immediately take him and you run to the doctor and you know what to do and you don't waste a minute. Whereas here, you are not that... Meaning, it does not hurt you that much. It doesn't pick you, I don't know, where. Your heart or bottom... that will make you jump from your place and run. And so say this, that you are irresponsible.
Okay, what do I do with this?
So you need to awaken this in the group. You cannot feel it on your own. But in the group, in the society, if everyone would give everyone the need in this, the lack in this, that we are responsible... Even such a chisaron, such a deficiency that would awaken out of our egoism, out of our desire to receive, that otherwise we will suffer. Yes? Everything might come, might happen. You are found, I don't know, with the you're talking with the authorities about things that refer to us. So it might come from this, and it could come from everywhere, because it really comes. If we don't do what we have to do, it really happens. It really comes. Problems really come. That's what we study. Lior wanted to ask a question. No, not anymore. Benti, what?
What is the shofar that can be blessed on it? If the misery does not help, then what can help?
What doesn't help?
The sufferings don't help.
Which suffering should help? Suffering should only awaken you to request, to unite, to pray, to bond, to what? Suffering do not correct. Suffering in and of themselves only purify you. They make you smarter to perform an act of correction. That's what suffering come for. You can awaken without suffering, from physical suffering to mental suffering. Mental suffering are suffering of love. Why am I not found in love? Why am I not connected with the friends? If you will lack this, of course that it will influence your advancement much more than the suffering you suffer from now, even though they're also suffering, but they're very, very distant from the purpose.
Now, these sufferings kind of confuse me, because sometimes when I feel there's sufferings on the outside, it gives me the strength to go outside, do like actions on the outside. But I don't feel like it really pushes me to a more internal action, to more connection, to more of a plea to the Creator. So how do I balance between these two things?
That's one and the same, only that in them it is expressed this way without the recognition of the essence of the connection. With you, it is awakened with the notion about the connection. But it's the same thing. The desire to receive is suffering. Our problem is, I'm repeating myself, that we don't feel that we're found in the exact center of these problems, the problems of the world. We don't feel it. And that's truly like an epic center. It is the center of the bomb. That's truly the way it is. We don't feel that that's the way it is, but that's the way it is. Yes.
When we do dissemination, you say Kabbalah is like taking pills when I don't feel good. Is there a state when we do dissemination where it's not, where it's something sweet, where it's not like medicine, where he doesn't feel good, he doesn't have to take pills. If we want,
so, what's the question?
Can we disseminate the wisdom of Kabbalah as if it's something sweet? Because if we're disseminating as if it's a medicine, no one will want to take it, because no one feels like, no one wants to feel like he's sick. And then it's like directing to their suffering.
You're correct. But if a person doesn't feel suffering at all, then you have to bring them something sweet for the ego, for their ego, and that's you cannot do it. Then they receive it as religion. But if you will add something, you will earn the next world. Now you're also fine, but add just something small and you will receive another surplus. But that's what religions have developed. And then you can approach everyone and that's it. It's a nice, good, sweet addition. But if we speak about corrections can come only out of the recognition of evil, because correction is when I'm corrupted and I have to correct that. So how can you approach this? But again, we don't understand what's going on now. These are very, very small corruptions that are revealed in humanity compared to the corruptions that were revealed in the spiritual world. That's something very small. This is why we're found. I don't have the words. Look, let's see. We are found in the ladder of degrees in the lowermost degree on this ladder. Now, this degree is the worst possible degree. This world. I was asked to start writing in Latin words, Latin letters, this world, now in Hebrew. What is so special about the degree of this world? Here we have 125 degrees. Till here. From here till here. That's where the world of Ensof is. Ensof. Infinity. What is special in this degree? What's special is that the suffering are imaginary. Like this whole world is imaginary. That these are completely not suffering. That's a slight, I don't know, a small stench that seems to us as if it's life or death and such suffering and problems. That's only a very, very small thing compared to what happens here in the upper worlds, in the five worlds. Here, there is the great desire. And the great suffering. Here it is minus. When you feel in pain and all those things, it is it's great pain that you sense. And we now receive only a slight, you know, I don't know, very small, as if someone comes and stings us with a small needle in our button, and that's it. These are the suffering, all the sufferings in this world, so that we, when we will have a Masach here, screen, when we will be with a Masach, with a screen, we will enter the spiritual world where we will be able to suffer the spiritual problems and deficiencies. They are much greater. They are a billion times greater than what we have in this world. But we'll be able to appreciate them in Ol Chozer, in the returning light, in Tzimtzum, in the restriction, in rejection. Why do we need these vessels for rejection and the restriction and to feel it before us, not within us? Because the vessels are the deficiencies and they are horrible. It's something that is impossible to tolerate. And then I hold them before me and then I feel them in rejection, in appreciation, in my mind, and in my sensations that are before me. I don't know how to express it. And then I'm capable of appreciating the greatness of the suffering, of my irresponsibility, of my helplessness, of the fact that I can decide myself and the whole world to the scale of merit or demerit, and then I can pass from left to right. Whereas in our world, it's nothing. Maybe out of this you'll be able to understand the need in vessels of bestowal at all, because you cannot pass such degrees of minus and plus in vessels of reception. It is above our life and death, billion times above it, that such darkness that it is impossible to tolerate. Only if I'm equipped with rejection, with a masach, with bestow, with love, only then I'm ready to suffer, to tolerate all this and invert them from evil to good. I don't remember your question, his question, already, but... This is why we need to, each and every one has to feel really responsible, much more responsible than in his home or in something that he feels with respect to something that happens to him. And only this way will he advance in spirituality. He has to, especially in this state, in this current state now, he has to realize it properly. Bestow means that even, especially now, even though that personally in his egoistic desire, he does not feel that he's harmed, but he needs to feel it, he has to feel it in the desire to bestow. So he has to develop this, has to care for this, has to do it artificially as much as he can. Who will not do it, that's his problem and our problem. Yes. Pass the mic to the new guy there.
A few days ago you said that whoever comes here and includes himself inside the daily lessons and does dissemination and gives master, and you take him 4 or 5 years until he reaches a state in which he starts receiving a little point of bestowal. I feel like we don't have that much time to wait for so many years. So what can we do to hasten this time? Let's say a person like me that I have maybe another 4 or 5 years. And you said that sadly there's no other... Is there some way to shorten it or make it so it happens before that?
No, I spoke about normal, regular times. Whereas our times are completely different and everything depends upon the individual. There's a person who can acquire his world in 1 hour. 1 hour. And everything depends upon your inclusion, your incorporation. Because if you incorporate in a group that advances, you advance alongside with it. There's no such thing that you need years for that. In a state in which the group is advancing towards the goal, in the tempo of the group you advance, you cannot jump ahead of the group. No one here can be ahead of everyone else. Everyone depends upon everyone else. That's it. Now, if you join the group, you're with them. That's it. Doesn't matter if you're small, you're big, you're a newborn, or you came a month ago. There's no difference. There's no difference. Everything depends upon the group. Now, if the group would advance, not in the normal, regular way it advanced in previous years, up till now, but will truly realize what is ought to be realized, then we will all see the light in the end of the tunnel. And for the time being, what else? What is there? Well, let's leave it for tomorrow. What do we have regarding our general states? What? Today in the evening we have a lesson for the World Kli at 5 p.m. Israeli time and 6:45 Israeli time. There's a workshop. And go ahead.
So here's our announcements. Sunday, Unity Day on COP TV. At 5 o'clock Israel time, the virtual lesson with Rav Lightman. And at 6:45, the World Gathering of Friends. The truth is worthwhile for you to reveal. An open day in the Kabbalah La'am centers. Monday, 6:30 in the evening. It'll be an open house in all the Kabbalah centers in Israel. The entrance is open for details, KABCOIL at 1-700-509-209. Experience called Kabbalah on Tuesday in Rehovot, September 4th at 7 o'clock. There will be a weekly meeting with Rav Lightman at the Rehovot group. The gathering will be broadcast on KAB TV.
אם אתה מקשיב, את הפאזל כבר מרכיב, והמילים חודרות עמוק בפנים, וזה גדל בלב משמחה. מצחה ומכאב יוצא למסע לא מתעכב קוראים לזה אהבה אמיתית והיא תגדל יפה ואנושית עוד מאותם ימי בראשית קוראים לזה אהבה אתה מרגיש מעצמך לתת והניצוץ בך כבר מעוטט נחלים בחזומים של אהבה בעורקים פתאום השחר מתעורר קוראים לזה אהבה אמית